and poetic imagination. So I want Robin to come up and read her beautiful, beautiful poem to us. And I might try to do one or two, and I want to make sure we have time for questions, but we did start late.
Yeah. Okay, I got to get over this without tripping, so let me...
Here, I'll take this off.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to lift my leg too high. I'd like to do two. They're both very short. And it's because of who the dreamers were. They're two poems, short poems, written over one a couple of years ago, one more recently, for two very dear friends. And the first one is written for an artist who lives very close to death, is an intense visionary who paints her dreams. A very beautiful person. She suffered horrible injuries as a young woman in which, I guess, almost every bone in her body was broken. And she has lived with pain and recurring seizures, which Stephen has calmed for her, sometimes for years at a time. And then when a close death enters her life, and she seems to always be the person who's there at such moments, I think she's a threshold person of some kind. She certainly has received a tremendous initiation. When this happens, the seizures come back. And lately, at the time that I wrote this dream, they were very much... This poem, they were very much... The time she had this dream, they were very much with her.
Do you want to tell the dream? Do you remember it?
Let me think a minute. And I'm just trying to find the two windows here. Because I'm in Kirtu's dream. Here we are. I guess I have two windows. Here we go. Okay. Wait a minute. I think I'm nearby.
Every time Robin talks to her computer, we're in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yes. We frequently have several people dreaming really connected images. It's very common in the dream group. And over the period of time when a number of people have been dreaming together, this happens more and more intensely. So there were resonant dreams on the same day that she brought this dream. But it had to do with a message from an owl. She's very connected to the forest around her home. And an image of a white mare, which occurred to several other people. And she went out in the night to speak to the owl. It woke her in reality, but also in her dream. When she woke from the dream, she went out into the night. This was October 2007. Some native people say, when the owl calls your name, you go then beyond the world. Four times this time, you call my name, screech owl, little fuzzy-feathered, lantern-eyed voice of the vestibule. I've already been there through the owl door. I'll go again, as we all do. Four times this time, you call my name. Are you the long whinnying cry of the white mare? I've ridden with you, beautiful steed of the dawning, there, into the land beneath the wave, to the shining shore beyond the wave. Ushin made that journey. Taliesin knew that watery road. Wizard, poet, dreamer, seer, 7 years, the singers say, is that enchanted ride. Come, my white lady, my darling. Moon and stars bless our going forth. Water cleanse and wind speed our way. Fire set my heart alight. So that's
Why don't you do the Kurtu one?
I'll do the Kurtu one.
And tell her story just a little bit.
A little bit
about...
Or do
you want me to tell her story?
Do you want to tell Kurtu's story a little? She's...
Tell it, Robin. It's all right.
It's okay? Well...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Kurtu is in her 90s now, I think. Right, late 80s, early 90s.
She's the oldest member of our dream group, and she only makes it about once or twice a year now. She's in an old people's home.
Kurtu is a Finn. And the winter months hold no terror for Kurtu. She's a powerful dreamer. I think we all know that she's a kind of shaman, and she does have her small community. But in her youth, she lived in Kerala, which is the homeland of Finland shamanism and the Kalevala stories. And she can sing those stories in Finnish, in Old Finnish. And she does the rocking dance. And she's done this at the Center for Symbolic Studies for small groups. And she, after when she was a teenager, her whole family, minus the brother who was killed fighting the Russians, put what they could on their backs and walked out of Kerala to another part of Finland with all of their neighbors because the Russians came in and took over that very beautiful, very magical land. And it's still in Russia, most of it. And Kurtu, even as a very young woman in her late teens, became a healer. She worked with injured veterans returning home to the part of Finland where she then lived in a city. She worked in as a sort of a nurse assistant and later became a social worker. And Steve knows more about her education and the rest of her life than I do. But she came with her family, which is all in the U.S. now. She came to this country and became, as we said, a very powerful and sort of grounding member of our dream group. And she had a very strong dream in 2010, May 8th. And I think at that time her health was... She was going over the top of the ridge, and her health was changing, and her strength was failing.
Her husband had just died.
And her vision was growing even stronger. And in the dream, she's in a dark city, and there are... And she finds a young man bleeding, and no one comes to help him because there's so many dangerous groups of people moving around, killing people and injuring people. And she's lived this. And she feels it coming again. The dream is very vivid. We all were stunned by it, just the presence of it. And she goes to this young man who's lying there dying, and all she can do, she sends someone. Finally, someone finally comes, and she manages to send them for help, but the help isn't coming fast enough. So she just holds him while he dies.
She holds his head when he dies.
Yeah, holding his head, being with him. Thank you. It's kind of difficult to read. Innocent, we set forth. Everything living companions us. The small, the lame, the fearful, the clever, trooping fools. We wander gaily from the garden. Wandering, we lose ourselves, our friends, our everything in those bleak, dim, and violent streets where hungry ghosts devour lost souls. When the door opens and the call comes, who steps boldly forward? Whose hands are prepared to hold the precious burden? Who clings, trembling, to the bloodied post? What is that secret power that pushes us at last, again, outward, into the unknown? In the end, we all must find our own way home. What matters is the moment of holding in infinite tenderness. For Kurtu.
Yeah, we could hear it again. Deborah just said that Robin Bly, when he was here, would always read everything twice.
Would you read that one?
Would I read it again? I'll try. Yes, I know Robert does that. He's very brave and strong. Holding in tenderness for Kirtu. Innocent we set forth, everything living companions us, the small, the lame, the fearful, the clever, trooping fools, trooping fools. We wander gaily from the garden. Wandering, we lose ourselves, our friends, our everything in those bleak, dim, and violent streets where hungry ghosts devour lost souls. When the door opens and the call comes, who steps boldly forward? Whose hands are prepared to hold the precious burden? Whose hands are prepared to hold the precious burden? Who clings trembling to the bloodied post? What is that secret power that pushes us at last again outward into the unknown? In the end, we all must find our own way home. What matters is the moment of holding in infinite tenderness.
So you can see why she's my favorite poet. Replaced William Butler Yeats. A tough act to follow, and somebody's got to do it. So I'm going to just tell a dream, and I don't think that I wrote a poem with this one, but it's really quite fascinating. This is April 25th, 2014, about a month ago. After a day of taking Robin around from one doctor, one hospital to the next, we went to see the film called The Grand Budapest Hotel. Anybody seen that?
Yes.
I think that is the cat's pajamas. That's a great movie. I am in a story in which the story itself, this is my dream, I am in a story in which the story itself insists on being recognized or entering as a character. Story and the character who's telling the story is very important in the Grand Budapest Hotel. And I'm a little surprised, but the voice says, of course you know what's going on. Vocatus atque non vocatus, Deus aderit. It says this in the dream. Called or not called, God is present. And then in the dream, I hear another quote. And fortunately, I guess fortunately for my wise old man in my dreams, I've memorized a lot of poetry. So, and in this case, it's not poetry, it's prose. And it's the frontispiece of our Joseph Campbell biography, looking back over the course of one's own days and noticing how events and encounters that seemed at the time to be merely accidental became the crucial structuring features of a life story in which all of the characters and events become the crucial structures of a novel, and wondering who the author of the surprising work could have been. Arthur Schopenhauer. So who was that author? So here we are, friends, in this company. And Lorraine was our ministering angel. She urged us very warmly, sweetly, to do something we'd never done before. And you have to be willing to greet the unknown, the adventure, the surprising encounters and events as people that could be really significant for you. After these quotes came to me in the dream, I sort of half woke up and I thought of the Nagual in Carlos Castaneda's book. He's the kind of the ghost of the unknown, the thing that you don't expect. And then I thought of the Holy Spirit must always be taken into account. And the last thing that I thought was, as I woke up, Robin will or must know this already, because she writes these intricate fantasy novels in which the characters themselves are both actors in the story and they're telling the story, and then in their stories are other characters who are telling stories. And so, as my African teacher, Vusuma Zulu Credo Mutua, one of the greatest storytellers on the planet, and I didn't manage to bring that book, but you can look it up on the Amazon, on Amazon.com, and you can buy it. It's called, the old version is called Song of the Stars, The Lore of a Zulu Shaman, and the new one, the publisher called it simply Zulu Shaman. I guess I figured that was more catchy. But he starts out his great book, Indaba, My Children, by saying, Indaba, my friends. Indaba in Zulu means story. Life is a story. We are a story. We are all part of a story. We are part of the dream in which great Vishnu is dreaming us. And we are being dreamed by God, and we have dreams ourselves, so we must be his relatives. Kind of an interesting idea. And I want to finish with a little bit of an experiential thing, because I know we have important things to do here. And I would like to lead you in a little song. So that's why I had you practicing Aum earlier. And the only refrain, I'm going to read each stanza of my poem. And the poem is a pantoon taught to us by Robert Bly, by the way, who's a good friend. So some of the lines repeat again and again. But after I finish each stanza, I'll pause and we'll sing together. The ground you walk on is holy ground. The ground you walk on is holy ground. The ground you walk on is holy ground. I was naked when I walked under the naked skies, lost in fear, lost in wonder, and saw that everything that lives is holy. The ground you walk on is holy ground.
The ground you walk on is holy ground.
Lost in fear, lost in wonder, I saw even our struggles are holy, friends. Our becoming is holy. The ground you walk on is holy ground. My family is becoming too. They gather round.
The ground you walk on is holy ground.
Even our struggles are holy, friends. Our becoming is holy. Sing Aum, Amen, sing Aum. My family is becoming too. They gather around the cave of our dreams. Let them in.
The ground you walk on is holy ground.
Sing Aum, Amen, sing Aum. I was naked under the naked skies. The cave of our dream, let them in. For everything that lives on is holy.
The ground you walk on is holy ground.
Thank you very much. Well, there was a request for questions. Yes.
Yeah, would you, Gary, would you just go get that microphone over there and turn it on?